We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
You know we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Strategies for living. So here we are. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready today.
And welcome. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And he is, look at here, Jay Merrill.
He's back.
Soon to be.
Look what the cat drug in.
Yeah.
It's all y'all's fault, by the way.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we
you know?
Yeah, we did.
And you've got some big news.
I
and
do.
We're going to share that today
okay,
here on
right.
Strategies. Because, you know, you've been... We've been busy. We've kept people up. You've been on a couple of times since you started your master's degree in counseling, and we have a couple of announcements today. We'll wait for a second and give it adequate build up.
Yeah, you want people to come back.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most definitely.
We want to
keep people on the edge of their seats.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But fair to say. You've learned a lot these last months.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of years,
actually. You know, it's amazing how time flies.
I know.
I guess when you have fun, that's what happens.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
And folks, we appreciate you being here with us on Strategies for a Living because we do this for you.
There's the other guest.
There's the other guest, which now I will now have to
introduce.
Yeah, Pocket, our producer. He often
Pocket makes funny noise.
Yes,
but he only does that when he's happy with the direction the show is taking.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told us.
Gotta
that.
Think positively.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you've learned something. You've learned
absolutely
a lot
positive
of...
regard for Pocket.
Positive regard, right?
Pocket grabbed a hold of my cuff coming up here, wouldn't let go. He loves me. What can I say?
I don't know what is getting into Pocket today, but other than Jay Merle, but
left no marks.
Yeah, I hope not. Thank goodness for boots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
High tops.
Hey, folks, thank you for being with us here on Strategies for a Living. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors that make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX. It's in stereo today.
Yeah.
Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment with Jay Merle here on Strategies.
Strategies for living.
welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan. Welcome in, folks. Glad you're here. Especially glad to see you.
It is so good to be back in the studio.
I tell you guys. I tell you what.
Glad to have you.
Yeah.
You have been
on
a. It's
been too long.
Talk about a journey. You've been on a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you have anticipated?
No.
5 years ago.
Was it 5 years or? All I know is you called me out of the blue one day. I think. Well, we were living in Ruston at the time.
Yeah, it was 2018.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 2018, okay. Maybe 2019, 2018 or 2019.
2018, because we, okay, so yeah. David called, here's the deal, audience. David gives me a call. I've known David since Keel Radio days.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
I think we met in 1992. I was doing Strategies for Living. You were doing a radio program that followed us. We were
right. At 10 o'clock on 9 o'clock. Or something.
Yeah, we were 9 o'clock Monday through Friday. Right.
The Grapevine.
And and then you and
Dean
Growl. Oh my goodness,
it's Dean. Yeah. Yeah, radio get in your blood, won't it?
Yeah, so that's we go back a long way.
We do.
Yeah.
So I get a call from David, and David goes, "Hey, look." I'd like for, because I'd gone in the roofing business in 2016.
Pintail roofing. Yep.
Still am, so don't think that anything I'm doing now is going to take away from that. Let me hasten to add. Mm-hmm. So David says, "Hey, I'd like for you to be a sponsor on the show. And let me say this, I'd like for you to come on the show one day a week."
Yeah.
Of course, being a radio guy, I said, heck yes.
Heck yeah.
And I did, and it was you and me and Carla McCormick.
Right. And some days you'd come on a couple of times.
I would. Yeah, I would.
You came on when you could.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
And so at some point in the 2021, 2022 time range, David said something. I said, "I love this, David. I love it. I like working with you.
You like talking of the counseling stuff
every
day."
Yeah, you said, you know, LSU is a great program.
And, you know, they were a sponsor.
That's right.
Of the radio show. Yeah.
Be close and go far or something like that.
Yeah.
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 Go close, travel far.
Stay close and travel far.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they were a sponsor. And they said, "You know, Jay, they've got a counseling program at LSU."
Yeah.
And if you're old like you are, they also
I did not say that.
They also have some special accommodation for old people with as far as tuition goes, and they do. But that's not the reason I did it. So in the summer,
but it was Lanyap, Louisiana workers. When you I don't know that you believed me at first. You had
David.
To call.
I believe everything that comes out. I checked it out. Okay,
you called and you called me back and you said. I can do this without any tuition because it's over
$75,000.
Isn't that amazing?
Is what the whole enchilada cost?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was a big motivation, but also I want to be, as transparent as the profession interests me, and plus, I've been in the recovery community for over 35 years,
right?
And so I've been working,
helped a lot of people,
all one particular 12-step organization is the world's largest leaderless group. Okay, so I'd had exposure to it. So anyway, boom, I enrolled at LSU in Shreveport the summer of 20.
It must have
three.
Been. Yeah, because I graduated in 22.
Yeah. And so, I took 6 hours that summer. And first course was marriage and family. And the teacher, Tracy Passold, she's an amazing teacher. I just went, wow, this is me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you knew you were home.
I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah. And so May 16th at 10 o'clock at the Brookshire Grocery Center, I'm going to wear one of those funny hats.
All right.
With a tassel hanging down. And I'm doing the whole thing. The walk.
I love it. Awesome. We'll be there. Yeah. You'll have the master's degree robe.
Right,
on.
Right. Well, that fancy hood and
fancy
all that.
Fancy hood. Oh,
yeah.
And
And the big thing, though, and my friend Lauren helped me with this. There's this test you have to take.
Yes, there is. Hmm.
called the National Counselor's Exam.
Yeah, mm-hmm. NCE.
The NCE, and it is hard.
And it's used by the state of Louisiana as the licensing test.
It's also in process to being accepted
all over the country. When you pass that test,
mm-hmm. you're nationally
certified counselor.
Right.
As well as, because the state of Louisiana uses it, you're ready for licensure in the state of Louisiana if you so decide to pursue. Yeah.
Which I am going to do.
Wonderful.
But so you got to remember a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Lauren gave me some study materials that I used. And I'll be honest, going into the test, it's maybe 50-50.
Oh, really?
It's like a five-hour test.
Yeah.
This is last Tuesday. And when it's instantaneous when you finish.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked out, and this young woman at the reception desk said, "Well, you passed." I said, "What?"
You couldn't believe it, could you?
And I did. It feels really good to have that behind me.
Good.
I'm not sure what. I kind of have some ideas of the areas that I would like to be involved in, but I'm going to just sort of let it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Let what needs to unfold.
Yeah. Because I've got a roofing company and
that's your priority. That's my priority.
Yeah. But some afternoons I can see myself helping, working with some people.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you've got a good crew at the.
I do.
You've got your son and you've got a good crew at the, at the.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's got a great project manager and I've got some great installers.
That's wonderful.
And, quality control is everything in any construction field, but certainly, you find it real quick if you didn't put something on right when it rains,
Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah. And I'm excited. And I we've done shows on neuroelasticity.
Yeah.
Neuroplasticity.
Yeah. That word.
Yep.
And, it happens that, and I learned this in development over the lifetime, or life's whatever, that, there are phases, there are stages mm-hmm. in life. And when you're in the phase that I'm in, which is the last one, there are things that change with your cognition, what you're able to remember,
mm-hmm.
and how fast you process.
Yes.
Right.
And so I will say with some authority that being involved in a master's level program where there's a lot of writing, mm-hmm. a lot of research, a lot of thinking about things and putting things together.
You're using that muscle.
Yeah, you are.
Again.
You are.
You could not have picked a healthier thing to do.
I agree.
You really couldn't have. And, you decided to go ahead and pursue and get a master's degree. Congratulations to you for that. But if there's anybody that's listening to us that is considering, mm-hmm. Going back and taking some courses, I'll put in another plug for LSUS.
You don't have
to go get a master's degree. You can go out and take any course that interests you. So does history interest you? Does philosophy interest mm-hmm. you? Does science or biology interest you?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a full range of courses.
Program offerings.
Yeah.
So actually that kind of leads into one of the areas that I intend to kind of see if I can flesh out. And that has to do with life's purpose after one has retired or is getting ready to retire.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned that, Jay. And I don't in no way, shape, or form do I want to be contentious. Unless you have to, I don't really believe in retirement.
I'll never retire.
I believe in transitioning. I mean, you may want to, if you've been in a job that my father-in-law mm-hmm. is soon to retire.
Yep.
But I know that I know Mike will transition into something else.
Mm-hmm.
He may rest for a little bit.
Yeah, he's
because
not
he's
stop.
Been in he's been in finance for many many years, but. To transition into another area is, I mean, that's what life is. Life is about learning.
Yeah.
It's also about having purpose.
Yes.
And and if you've retired and I, yuck, it's okay. And there's nothing that.
Did you ever, you never retired at all.
Kind of sort of did probably 10 years ago.
After the land after business,
my,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
After my unfortunate landing down in, it's another show.
Yeah.
Let's just say that I retired from the oil and gas business.
Right, right.
After on a not very good landing south of DeRidder. But anyway, and so I didn't really have to work.
Right.
And I actually went back to school. I went to Southern, and I got an associate degree in aerospace technology to learn how to turn wrenches on airplanes. I had an airplane. I wanted to learn how to do some things on it.
Sure.
And I was I did that. And then, you know, that was, I finished. And then, boom, up came this opportunity to teach ninth graders at Loyola.
And there you went.
And I did.
And then you became a radio host again, and lo and behold, learned, hey, I can go get a master's degree.
Yeah.
And you did.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, well, you spent some time on the roof.
Yeah, and still hope to.
What's graduation day?
May 16th, 10 o'clock at it's not Century Tell. It's
Grocery Arena.
Yeah.
And we will be there with bells
on. All right.
Yeah.
Folks, we are with Jay Merrill today. It's been too long, but I should say newly minted master of counseling.
Well, now he's, you know.
Jay Merrill.
I accept the compliment.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
We'll
be back. More to learn today here on Strategies for Living. We hope it's something to learn every day. We'll be right back.
You to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies.
Oh, we got a few. Strategies. Got a few strategies here. Here on Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merrill, David McMillan. I should bow from the waist and say, Master of Science.
Hey, I haven't got
J. Merle.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah, but it's a, yeah.
It's okay.
A, yeah.
It's pretty much a done deal.
Yeah,
you've
sent out graduation invitations, you know.
Oh, yeah, hundreds.
Yeah. There you go.
Send money.
There, yeah, lots
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, yeah. Send me. No more umbrellas.
Folks, welcome. No, Robert Trudeau will probably be at your graduation to lead you with an umbrella.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Good.
You will march in to pomp and circumstance.
And march out.
And you'll march out to the second line dance.
That's cool.
That's what I like about LSU's graduation.
Oh, I love second line. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Da, 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 da.
Yep.
Or words to that effect.
So let me ask you, during the master's degree program, what was the biggest... Were there surprises? I mean, you know, you went through a lot of classes. You went through marriage and family therapy. You went through statistics. You went through, the techniques
theory.
Of counseling, theories of counseling. It's a challenging little degree.
Yeah.
They don't give them away. You have to do some work.
Yeah. And
a lot of writing. What was the biggest surprise for you during all of that coursework during the program?
That's a good question. I'm not going to say there was like this aha moment,
right?
I will tell you what I think is the most valuable thing that I learned.
Okay,
how to really listen, to be present. Mm. And there's a technique to that, you know, as you know, Lauren, when someone is talking and they've really opened up, if you can remove from your consciousness any structure of what you're going to say and you truly are present and listen to them and look at their body language and the whole thing. I never did that before.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
Yeah. How has your life changed since you've learned that
skill? I'm a better husband.
Ah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen. And I'll actually go in and genuinely ask my wife, Lisa, you know, what's going on?
I bet you're a better boss at the roofing company.
Well, I
bet you're a better friend as you're puffing your cigars at your...
Probably. No, I mean, I think that this program has given me an insight into how to be, I don't want to be trite, a better person, but just to be for people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the underpinnings of the degree and the career is to help make each other better people.
If you're not into empathetic stuff and listening to people and really wanting to try to help people, and that's the thing, you're not just... listening and what's really cool, David and Lauren, is that now I can listen to someone if I'm really listening and thoughts come about, you know, what direction do I want to try and suggest on a real non-aggressive. Yeah, I can kind of have insights into where someone is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Lisa, your wife, and lovely, lovely lady. Love Lisa. What did Lisa say when you went home?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Where
you're going.
What did Lisa say when you went home the first time and you suggested you had, I guess you heard about this on the program.
Oh.
And you did your due diligence. And
when I suggested to her that this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah, when you said to Lisa, I'm going to go back and get a degree in counseling. What did Lisa have to say?
Well, she rolled her eyes and said, here we go again. I mean, she sat through, you know, bagpipe lessons and beekeeping, and airplane building and, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is one that I carried to the end. I thought what you were going to say was, what does Lisa say when she thinks you're trying to counsel her?
Oh, well, that's another question.
Yeah. Don't you do that. I know what you're doing. Don't you do that to me.
You keep your counseling.
Yeah, don't try that on me.
I love it. What did some of your friends say as they learned? And I'm sure it wasn't an instant thing.
I haven't really advertised it, you know, like Friday lunch table and stuff like that.
Yeah. But your good friends know.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And you know, I think nobody said, you know, that was stupid or why are you doing that or anything like. They're generally supportive and, you know, yeah. And so Friday table, I go to lunch every Friday with a group of guys, and one of my good buddies announced the table that I had passed the NCE. And, you know, the people that are there that like me went, man, that's great.
Yeah.
And then the one guy that's, you know, kind of chuckled. I don't care.
Yeah.
What other people think about me is none of my business.
There you go. You've learned a lot of techniques during.
I think so.
You know, during this whole journey.
I think.
Yeah. What's the most valuable piece of info? You mentioned listening, becoming a good listener, and you know, and that kind of you. I don't think you can really do therapy, counseling, or coaching
unless you can
focus and listen.
I mean, I think that's the primary task.
Yeah.
I mean, because when people come into the office, the room, you know, if you feel listened to or heard, no amount of change or evolution or growth can happen until someone feels safe and understood.
Right. Yeah. Right. And as a matter of fact, through the years, you know, it amazed me how many people would come in. Mm-hmm. They didn't know me. Many of them had never been in a therapeutic relationship before. But it was somewhat amazing to me how many people walked out after one session and said, geez, I feel better. And, you know, of course, egotistically, you want to say, oh, I did that. But you don't, you know, it's if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're holding space for people.
That's the most sacred thing you can offer any person.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's a lesson for all of us in any relationship. When a person that we care about feels heard and understood, it is healing, isn't it?
Because there's so little of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's just not that many opportunities to be heard.
Right.
I mean, people will hear you and, you know, all that, but to really genuinely be heard with complete positive regard and unconditional positive regard.
You're quoting Carl Rogers, one of my heroes.
Yeah. Carl Rogers.
Yeah.
But you asked me what the biggest thing I learned was I studied existential theory. And that fit me really well. And that simply said is, in life, one must have purpose.
Mm. Wow.
And that's, you know, the search for purpose and refining it and doing things that that give you a feeling that, okay, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I'm staying in harness. Maybe that's a bad metaphor, harness, but it's just, you know.
Jesus used the term yoke. I don't know that that's a bad metaphor.
I mean, it gets back to these retired guys, you know. I mean, you know, I know of people, and y'all probably do too, who have retired and, you know, and they're not happy.
Right.
Yeah.
And they die.
Yep.
Yeah.
There are just so many times you go fishing or buy a Corvette or change your wife or whatever. Yeah. But finding happiness after your primary purpose has changed is a real worthwhile thing to try to sort out.
Absolutely. And I think it's something we all need to look into even before we retire, to be able to say, what is my purpose? And yeah, it's great if your actual career, your job, your work aligns with that. But how can I find that purpose, that alignment, you know, outside of my work as well?
Doesn't have to be work.
How can I marry the two?
Yeah.
And how can it continue on without, you know, I think we get so stuck in these identities, these roles that we make for ourselves.
And we live in such a wonderful time where, you know, again, you decided to take advantage and you went back to school. And LSU gifted you $75,000 worth
nice
of
them, I thought.
Yeah, wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's available to all Louisiana citizens.
If you're over 65.
If you're over 65, you can do that. You, of course, you have to you know, you have to meet the criteria to get right. in. So if right. you're taking a bachelor's, any kind of bachelor's degree courses, you've got to have a, I'm sure, a high school diploma, yeah. whatever. But they'll make it easy. They'll work with you.
Yeah, they will.
But not everybody's going to do that. My point is that we live in such a wonderful age of information.
Yeah.
The internet available to us. What do we want to learn? Yeah. You can learn really so much. You got to be careful, mm-hmm. but there are spaces and you have to be discerning, but there are spaces out there. I'm thinking of a site like Khan Academy.
Sure.
You know, that you can go and you can learn virtually anything.
Or all of, there's tons of, what are they called, master classes?
Yes.
Taught by people who are masters in their
field.
In
their field.
Yeah.
And, you've got the TED Talks.
And just the idea yeah. that we have that capability in this day and age too. You don't have to travel the world to meet the master yoga teacher, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
you can bring him or her to your living room. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, and now we are minting, we have minted a new, oh, I should say not we, LSUS has minted a new master of science. He is Jay Merle, and we are very happy.
Grateful.
That and grateful that he is here at the table with us today.
And I have strategy. You, both of you.
And, you know, hopefully we are, some people are listening and being inspired. What can I learn next?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
What's next on my agenda?
Never too late.
To learn. No.
Never too
no.
late. Never too late.
We're talking about that and so much more today here on Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan, and we'll be back. We've got more conversation. Stay right where you are. Stay with us here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Jay Merle, almost newly minted Master of Science, LSU Shreveport.
I love the way that sounds when you say it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wow.
I mean, you know, there's just nothing like, you know, the feeling of accomplishment when whatever the goal that you have put in front of you, you're just about there.
Yeah, and yeah, it's a lot of stuff, you know. I mean,
it is a lot of stuff.
60 hours.
Yeah,
is a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And did you, were you able to get it? Most all of your classes were in person, right?
They all were, with a couple of sessions in each class, maybe, that were Zoom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they were all in person.
They were all in person. And were you able to get most of the classes, Jay, in the late afternoon, early evening?
Well, they're all, there are no morning classes now.
The whole degree.
They're really moving it to nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
6 to 9. Whoa.
Yeah.
And not every class, not every teacher keeps you through the whole 3 hours until 9.
But there are always those few.
But some do.
Who insist. Yeah. Yeah.
We will do this.
Yep.
I remember all those many years ago, I did my bachelor's degree at LSUS.
No.
I was already working at the radio station. And a mile challenge had been issued to me by my mother. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, once I got married, she said, you'll never finish your college degree.
And you went, I'll show you.
Yeah, that was all she needed to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remember, you know, those many days of I'd leave Keele. It was at 710 Spring Street downtown.
Yeah.
I'd have worked all day in sales and then sales management, and drove out to LSUS Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I can remember I lived in Broadmoor at the time, so I'd have to pass where I could have turned off and gone home, mm-hmm. right? And that was hard sometimes. The hardest thing was getting past Pennsylvania, where I would have turned to go into the neighborhood.
Right.
Once I was past Pennsylvania, I was okay. You know what I would do, though?
What?
I would, in my mind, when I approached Pennsylvania, I'd let my mind remember the tune Pomp and Circumstance.
Well, there you go.
And I would take myself to that time in the future where I would be receiving a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
And it happened.
Yes, it did. And then you got your doctorate.
And master's and then doctorate. So, you know, you set the goals.
Right.
And then you go for those.
Well, and you envision and you intend.
That's right.
Part of what you did.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But I remember, you know, I would usually park. I'd pull into LSU, big round, you know, driveway, and I'd usually turn to the right and park outside of the science building in that parking lot, because it wasn't as crowded. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that long walk, I'd have to have that Pomp and Circumstance going off to, just to make sure that I got to class.
How long did it take you?
I finished Jesuit in 74.
Okay.
And so I should have finished my bachelor's degree in
78.
I needed one extra semester. So I actually finished my bachelor's degree in December of 1979.
That's good.
So, you know, I took one semester in there where I pulled back, and I think I took 6 hours, and that, you know, made me
extended it
a bit, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You set your goals, and you know, you.
But then you realize through the march, eventually I'll be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just have to keep putting one foot in front of another, and then boom, you end up there, and that feels good.
Yeah. That kind of the neat thing about academia, right? Is courses don't last forever.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know,
that's right.
A semester is X number of weeks.
Right.
Right. And generally, most of the professors, when you walk into class the first day, are going to give you a syllabus.
Right.
And it's going to show you, okay, well, here are your tests. Here are your major things. Here's a paper due here. Here's a paper due there.
Right.
These are the major things. So you can begin to work towards, you know, doing those things.
So one thing you can't do if you're carrying 15 hours in grad school, put things off until the weekend before they're due, which is real hard for somebody that has kind of
You had to kind of learn that, huh?
But it feels so good when you've done something, you know, 2 weeks, a month before it's due, and mm-hmm. you finish it. Or, you know, you can go through 90% of it, and then, you know, you got some time. And thinking about... So I just did that in a paper on one of these classes on psychopharmacology. Yeah. Easy for you to say. And it had to do with, I'm working with substance use disorder in my internship out at CADA in the inpatient facility. And so that tied into something that we're seeing out there a lot. It's an opioid thing called Suboxone. It's the newest thing. It's really neat to be able to study things that you're and then see the application with real people.
Was there ever a time, Jay, that you said, I don't know if I wanted to?
No.
Well, good.
No, yeah. I mean, when I lock in on something that I really, really want, I can do it.
Yeah.
Now, there are some things, some hobbies that I've done that seemed like a really good idea at the time. I won't mention any.
Okay. We'll have Lisa on, and she'll trust me. She's got
a list.
Yeah.
But this, I told somebody this. They were asking me about, you know, finishing, kind of like you did. When I have a regimen and I know how many, I can do a school thing.
Yeah.
Because there are this many hours, there are this many courses that you have to complete to finish this program. I did that with my aviation technology associate degree at Southern University. And it was just, you know, keep building, putting bricks on the wall until the wall's built.
Yeah.
It's structured, and
that works for me.
Yeah.
You know, you and Lauren should get in together. Now you can get the plane ready.
No,
y'all can fly here and there and help people everywhere. You could be super counselors,
right?
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a jaybird, and a Lauren-y. No, I've hung my wings up.
I got to tell you, though, Jay, I am so proud for you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, David.
I truly
means
am.
Means a lot.
And, you know, I don't know what's coming next. None of us do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that you're going to use this degree and you already have helped a lot of people, but you're going to help an incredible number of people in the future.
Thanks, Dave.
And I'm very, very proud for you. Congratulations.
Quote Shakespeare, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished.
Ooh. I can't even top that. More strategies for living with Master of Science, Jay Merle. He's showing off now.
Yeah, I can't help it. It's that Jesuit thing, David.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan. Jay Merle, David McMillan. What's going up on the roof?
Well, huh? I'll tell you what. We've been in business 9 years.
Congratulations,
and
man.
Pintail Roofing, we're doing a lot more commercial, and of course we do residential. But
sure.
Over these 9 years, I have found the best installers. No one's better, and so we do it right the first time. And
if there's an issue,
ever problem, we come back, and
again.
Things happen. It
yeah,
happens.
Sure.
But generally speaking, we don't have a lot of callbacks at all.
Yeah.
And and I'll say this real quick. If you own a flat roof and you're going to do anything to it besides call me and let me quote you a fluid applied coating, I just had occasion recently to make that offer to, and I won't name the institution, but they decided that they wanted to spend $50,000 instead of $25,000 because we don't know about them coatings. Coatings are awesome. Call me. I'll school you on them if you want to be schooled, and they'll save you. You'll do it a third to a half of what it would cost for like TPO or modified bitumen or something like that.
How do folks get you?
226-7663.
That's 226-ROOF. Roof.
Roof. Pintail Roofing.
When you have something going on with your roof, you really want to turn to somebody that you know you can trust, somebody that's local.
Right.
And that's Pintail Roofing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. 226-ROOF.
226-7663. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There you go. Jay Merle, thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thank you for being you. And looking forward to the next time that you come be with us here on Strategies.
Me too.
Folks, thank you. Thank you for being with us here on Strategies. We do this each and every day for you. And we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
Roof. I'm delayed.
An echo.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call for Lauren Leon McMillan. For Jay Merle, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.